Hey, Robert, why should people listen to another retro gaming podcast?
You mean our cast, David? We do have to keep this short, you know.
Yes, well, I guess we should start with the fact we celebrate old school video games.
And we have awesome guests and game giveaways. Don't forget that.
Plus our game show and your favorite segment, Random Select.
Don't remind me. Are we done yet?
Listen to our cast, another retro gaming podcast, part of RetroZap.com.
Finally, back to my beer.
And now, the Boston Bass Brigade, No Borders, No Race, and Wicked Anime proudly present the 2019 Wikis Pre-Show.
Bastards and wenches, welcome to episode 234 of No Borders, No Race, your J-pop and alternative hotspot. I am your King David Ivan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. And yes, folks, this is the 2019 Wikis Pre-Show. On today's episode, we'll be spinning the opening and ending themes of the anime series that we just couldn't stop talking about all throughout the year. From shonen anime that changed the formula and sports series that rekindled the love of the game, to the plethora of isekai shows airing in a single season, and some new and classic styles of rom-coms. We even got a couple of remakes and continuations of series that somehow blew away their predecessors. And right now, as of this recording, you can vote for your favorite anime of 2019. And the best part about it is the fact that you can fill in anyone you want. No worrying about your best girl or underrated gem being shunned. Who gets nominated depends on you. Plus, you'll also be able to vote for the best of the decade, with nominations picked by myself, John Star, AFLM, and Elite Four Derek. Unfortunately, no, you can't fill in your own for those nominations, but I think you will be pleasantly surprised by who we chose. So tune in on Saturday, December 21st at 1:15 p.m. for the live Wikis on the Wicked Anime Facebook page and YouTube channel. Now, for the sake of my listeners in Japan, I will aid you in how you can vote in your own tongue with the assistance from my Japanese teacher, Hattori Sensei, who both translated and made sure I'm about to say what I'm going to say properly. このポッドキャストの投稿の投票リンクをクリックしてください。ノミネートはローマ字で、10年間のノミネートは選択した4つの中から1つを選択してください。次に、Wicked Anime の YouTube チャンネルと Facebook ページで新調してください。締め切りは放送時間の12月22日午前3時15分です。あまり時間がないと思うけど、ほとんどのアニメファンは一晩中寝ないから大丈夫。嘘はなしでお願いします。And now...Let's get this playlist underway. Remember, if you're interested in any of the anime I talk about, you can find these shows on Crunchyroll, Verve, Funimation, HiDive, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and Hulu. Please support all legal anime streaming sites. Piracy keeps your favorite shows from getting another season, after all. To kick things off, we have to start with the opening theme to the summer hit, How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift?A show that inspired tens of thousands of anime fans to get fit, lose weight, and make regular gym members complain about their presence. Oi, that's what you fuckers get for not wiping down the machines after you're done. You think your sweater's like magic or some elitist shit? Bitch, please, wipe it down and get the fuck out of Planet Fitness. Where was I? Oh yeah, here I, Fairuz, and Kaito Ishikawa with that fit-friendly Onegai Muscle. Onegai Muscle, me cha mote ta.お願いマッソめっちゃ痩せたい、yes! お願いマッソめっちゃモテたいから、うん、
かけるよ、はい、かけるよ
筋肉にお願いヒッセイサイドベン
腹筋のクエルに警戒
ダンベルカールハンマーカール
伊藤がいいねチョモナンバープ
ッシュアップベンチプレス
大胸筋は歩いてる仕上がってるよ仕上がってるよ筋肉本舗アイスドーン
理想の自分を思い描いたら今すぐ始めよう に腹筋を収縮
収縮
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 できたら戻してもう一回
足と
足と
逆の
腰を
くっつけるように腹筋を収縮
収縮
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 筋肉にお願いだ。
はいサイドチェストお願いマッソンめっちゃモテたいお願いマッソンめっちゃ痩せたい、yes、お願いマッソンめっちゃモテたい
Jayo, the ending theme to The Helpful Fox, Senko-san. Such a relaxing anime that was, but at the same time, it made me wish Fox deities were a legit real thing. You know, I could totally relate to Kuroto and the Long. strenuous days at work that cause him so much stress. I'll settle for a Sunko-san plushie, okay? Just give me that. You know, the winter season of 2019 kicked off with one hell of an adaptation of a light novel series that kickstarted that book genre's rise to popularity. Jesus Christ, that is a long sentence I wrote. That show was Boogie Pop and Others, and not since Serial Experiments Lane have I experienced a show that clutched hard on my soul and thought process quite like it. Here are Mythenroid with the Boogie Pop and Others opening theme, Shadowgraph.
Because it's 足を示しない
くすぶる本能
みんなでワッと
驚かしてさ
まだ見ぬ方へ
胸でもレッツゴーいつしか取れちゃう
One in the sky
泣きたい時は
One in the sky
思い切って
泣いて
泣いて
不快
爽快な気分さ Every day
One in the sky
そろそろあと
One in the sky
嫌でもきっと
晴れて
そう笑顔になるさ
One in the sky
Every dayそこに
いてくれるだけで
サンキュー素直な世界に旅立とう熱
い最低限なものだけを
もっと出かけようか
それはこの胸の中に抱いてる
熱いもの
かっこ悪くたっていいさ
アバンゲルドな時を刻め
エモーショナルな人生暫定花束贈呈
カラスって腹式呼吸とアールの発音完璧だよね
ソイソイ吸ってソイソイソイソイソイ叫びたくなるね
From the previous song, that was Chinatsu Akasaki, Haruka Tamatsu, and Aki Toyosaki with Wah Moon Dust Cry, the opening theme to Wasteful Days of High School Girls. And that show really took me by surprise this year, evolving from a mere light Nichijou knockoff to a truly hilarious show about a bunch of crazy students. It takes a couple of episodes, but it gets really funny fast. And now...Let's go on an adventure with the Silly Girls from Endro, the series from the creator of Yuno Yuri, delivered adorable fun every week, especially when you have the cutest demon lord ever acting as the hero's teacher. This is the opening theme to Endro, performed by Yusha Party. This is Endro.
くるくるその理由喋りながら 危険も生来の弱気がすぐに教えてくれるの。戦いの前にはもくもく膨れたファイティングポーズで高みを目指す、あの魔法どこにあるのかな。しばくちゃな目次よりピカピカな余白があるから、みんなの言葉が宝物になる。手をつなぐ
Inferno, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great. I Think This Is Great! Exclamation point with Clay Inferno is the full name of the show. And it's an interview podcast about people doing and being their best. We talk about doing compassionate work, making books, working on teams, getting over hurdles, doing great things, even when the chips are down and you just, frankly, don't want to do anything. It's a little bit of a tech podcast, but mostly this is a interview show where I talk to some of the most fascinating people that have come into my life, and hopefully I get to meet some new friends along the way. So welcome, and please let me know what you think of I Think This Is Great with Clay Inferno by joining the conversation on social media with the hashtag ITTIGpod, or you can reach out to me directly at CLAYNFERNO, Clay Inferno. There is no I in that Inferno, at Clay Inferno, clayinferno.com. But you are here at ithinkthisisgreat.com. So do me a favor, once the show launches, please go on to iTunes and wherever you get your podcasts and leave me a rating, and please spread the word. I want people to know about the show and the amazing people that I have on it. So we will see you on the internet.
This is LJ, and I Think This Is Great.
Hey, this is Luke O'Neill, and you're listening to I Think This Is Great.
I think Jerry Business is great, and I think you're listening to Clay Fernal. Wait, that was backwards.
I'm going to use that one.
one gang of cute adventurers to another. That was Akaki Chikai with Smile Skill equals Suki Skill. The opening theme to Didn't I Say to Make My Abilities Average in the Next Life? I'll be honest, this is actually one of my favorite openings of the year. It's an earworm, catchy as hell, and a damn good beat. It may be one of many isekai anime that have been airing this past fall, but it has enough originality to keep it shining brighter than the others. Now, when it comes to shorter anime that aired this year, none warmed my heart quite like Senryu Girl, the story of a gal who can only speak via written poetry, and the former punk who's searching for his soft spot delivered us the couple that cheered for most in spring 2019. Performing the opening theme, this is Sonoko Inoue with Kotonoha no Amoi.
でも感じた景色きっと違う。では話したくなるのはなぜでしょう。ただ一言さえも悩みなんてわけは形あるものだけじゃ君は語れない。響くことや少しだ時間切なくなる。
叫ぶ
surprise this summer was Hensuki. Are you willing to fall in love with a pervert? As long as she's a cutie. And that was Ayaka Ohashi with the opening theme, Daisuki. Yeah, it got pervy, but it stayed pretty damn smart all throughout its run. Even Clifford Chapin, who played Keiki in the English dub, admitted how much fun of a show it was to take part in. Seriously, don't sleep on it. I know there's a lot of anime from 2019, but this is one that was just truly awesome that more people should check out. There were a few great music-based anime that came out this year, but Carol and Tuesday was one that hit a true grand slam in the soundtrack department. Of course, what would you expect from Shinichiro Watanabe? The guy knows how to score his shows. Even though we in America are still waiting on the second half of the series, which hits Netflix on Christmas Eve, I can still say that it's going to take a lot to beat out the sounds that came out of Carol and Tuesday. This is the first end theme, sung by Nye Briggs and Selena Ann, and it's called Hold Me Now.
Thank you. やるな君の呼吸を代わりに担っていくきっとそうしていくずっとそうしていく聞こえてるまだリアルな君の心臓を代わりに背負っていく君が僕になる僕が君になる
series would be one of the best shows of 2019. That was the opening to Given, entitled Kizuwato, performed by Sentimental. And it's great knowing that Given will be coming back as a film next year. Love the characters, the music, and the narrative it delivered. You can always trust Studio Lerche to deliver a fantastic series. Another big surprise is a show that's now airing on Crunchyroll called Welcome to Demon School, Iruma-kun. The story of a kid whose parents sell him to a demon and is now taking classes to become the new head devil of hell. It's hilarious, adorable, and no lie, it's the first thing I watch every Saturday morning. Yes, even before the new My Hero Academia, that's how much I love this show. This is the opening theme to Welcome to Demon School, Iruma-kun, and you can decide whether or not this gets stuck in your head for good reasons or bad reasons, because I'm still trying to figure that out myself. Here are The Pump with Magical Babylon.
Yeah, we are just getting started. Mighty Mouth to pump it up. Yeah, Bobby, Bobby Lou, Bobby, Bobby Lou.
So this pop culture saturated world, what's a nerd to do?
Hang out with your good pals on Nerdy Show, that's what.
Our flagship podcast is a weekly celebration of the multifaceted D20 that is the modern nerd.
When we're not devising horrors that combine VR and spiders or taste testing weird food, we're discussing the latest geek happenings, digging into our deepest nerd niches,
or interviewing a celebrity or two.
Head to nerdyshow.com or find us on iTunes and experience a multiverse of awesomeness.
Isekai anime this year, so why not combine four of them into one show? The casts of Konosuba, Saga of Tanya the Evil, ReZero, and Overlord meet up in a school world in the off-the-rails comedy Isekai Quartet. And that was the opening title track sung by Satoshi Hino, Jun Fukushima, Yusuke Kobayashi, and Aoi Yuki. Season 2 will be arriving next year, with other isekai series due to join their ranks, one of which we already know to be Shield Hero. Should be a great season with them. The return of Mob Psycho 100 was one of the most anticipated second seasons of 2019, and it delivered an adaptation that shone far brighter than one's other anime, One Punch Man. Funny, deep, heartfelt, and delivering some of the best action of 2019. Accompanied by Saojo no Hana, here are Mob Choir with that bass-slapping opener, 99.9.
Can't you feel your satisfaction? You're a mob. Can't you feel your frustration? Coming down.
らばり吹き溜まって影になる僕らの足音は無情を饒舌に諭す君の瞳の深さを覗き見てうろたえる望みなどあったでしょうかこの行く先には驚けて笑うのはこの道が暗いから明かりを灯すのに僕がいるでしょうさよならが離れたのさでも手振ったら泣いちゃった僕らの真っ赤な悲しみが暮れる暮れるそして夜が来る当たり前にやってくる明日なら言えばいいのに夢見てしまう未来未来君のせいなんだ成し遂げねばならないことを三日月にぶら下げてさまよう夜道にすら安堵は君の背に明るい信じるには時間がいるましてや他人だからそれでも道が同じなら離れる理由もない全てが終わったら分かち合うために誰かがいるでしょう僕がいるでしょうで夜が来る初めからそこにある愛情なら確かめ合うことはなかった君にも連れ合う縁だから触れる触れる心の襟元
a loose interpretation of its source material, but MAPPA's take on Osamu Tezuka's classic Dororo was a visual and emotional spectacle that made it one of the most talked about anime of winter 2019. The first ending theme, Sayonara Gokko by Amazorashi, also captured the deeper elements of the show very well. One of the best things Amazon Prime managed to nab this year. I would highly recommend watching it and reading Tezuka's original manga too, as both are worthy of anyone's eyes. Another anime I was worried about was We Never Learn, Bakuben. While I do enjoy the original manga, it has quite a few slow parts. Fortunately, the anime nipped the slowness in the bud and delivered us a full-fledged rom-com about a tutor named Nariyuki and his three smart yet dim-witted female students Rizu, Uraka, and Fumino. The show did so well that a second season was brought about just a mere couple of months after the first one wrapped up, so you know it was a hit. Here's the female seiyuu trio of Study, made up of the voice actresses who play the poor girls who need Nariyuki's help. This is the first opening theme, known as Seishun Seminar.
Kyu, 次のセリフから読 されるほど切ない思いだけが暴れ出す。その視線に負けそうになる二人だけの危ないゲーム。 Love is war, love is war, love is war. 踊らせてドラマティックはこれから意地悪な恋の予感しびれる。触れた指の先が運命を待ちわびている。あなたに言わせたい心の壁を破る愛の告白。 Oh love me Mr. Oh Mr. 夢じゃないなら聞かせてね Mr. もう Mr.散らされるほど切ない思いだけが暴れ出す。その視線に負けそうになる二人だけの危ないゲーム。 Love is war, love is war, love is war. 惑わせてその気がないそぶりで映画のような優しい結末はいらない。嘘さえ拒まない愛に抱かれてもっと壊れてみたい。 Oh love me Mr. Oh Mr. 綺麗な横顔を見せてね Mr. もう Mr.美しさに隠されたピュアなだけじゃない瞳に飲み込まれる危ないゲーム。 Love is war, love is war, love is war. あなたはいつまで答えはないの。愛の秘密今すぐ
Accompanied by Rika Ihara, that was Masayuki Suzuki with Love Dramatic, the opening theme to Kaguya-sama, Love is War, an intense rom-com that gave us some of the biggest laughs of winter 2019. The story of Kaguya and Miyuki battling to see who'll confess to whom in the battle of wits, hearts, and, in one instance, the dreaded Chinko. We all know Chika made that series, but we'll have to see how the duo will fare when it returns next year for season 2. I've also heard great things about its live-action adaptation. Apparently, it did a great job capturing the feel of both the manga and the anime, hoping someone comes around and releases it over here. And now, let's head to the court with the opening theme song to Ahiro no Sora, a funny and well-made series about a short guy's quest to become a basketball legend. No, it's not the Megzy Boat story, but it might as well be. And they got one hell of a band to record its opening. Celebrating their 30th anniversary together with a top-tier rocker, here are the Pillows with Happy Go Ducky.
Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from IssuesProgram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out IssuesProgram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out IssuesProgram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
Neverland. That was Ko Shunye with the ending theme Zettai Zetsume, a group of kids trying to escape their fate of being, well, this is an anime where even talking about its premise spoils some of the shocking surprises that the first season delivered. And yes, it's coming back for more next year as well. That's a great thing about anime now. So many shows are given another season or film, demonstrating the worldwide popularity they've become. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on our show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter, on Instagram, on Twitch, and on the J-pop, video games, and anime amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, and on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com. Like us on Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade and Facebook.com/LandOfEsh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including The Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, and Smashed Rook. The 2019 Wikis happen on Saturday, December 21st at 1:15 p.m., streaming live on Wicked Anime's Facebook and YouTube. We'll be reading the noms, picking the winners, and having a ball talking about both the year and the decade in anime. Tune in. It's always a fun and lively show. And on the next No Borders, No Race, I'll be counting down the top 10 Japanese albums of 2019. It has been a very tough competitive year with new faces and legends delivering some of the most fantastic works of 2019. But who will take the top spot? Hell, I don't even know yet. The list might actually be finalized minutes before I even press the record button. That's how close this race is this time around. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a very interesting countdown. To end the show, we're going with Fiction Junction and Lisa, who performed the end theme to Demon Slayer. I mean, that was an anime that definitely deserved the praise that was showered all throughout its run. With a film coming out next year, you can bet that the spark that Demon Slayer flickered will not be put out for quite some time. Praise be to our Nezuko, for this is From the Edge. And until next time, this is your King Baby Duck, reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard, but it sure helps. This is your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood, and your host for the No Borders, No Race podcast. Each episode, we play the best, brightest, and hottest acts from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. Every song spun is but a mere taste of what you can expect of the artists heard, so if you truly loved what hit your eardrums, please be sure to support these musicians and buy their albums, EPs, and singles. Places like Amazon.com, CD Japan, Yes Asia, Bandcamp, iTunes, and even your local record store are great places to plop down some sweet moolah to let those artists know that they're doing a heck of a good job with their melodies. The more an artist gets support from listeners, the better the chance that they'll come to a venue nearest you to play the sounds that won your heart. This message is brought to you by the Boston Bastard Brigade, reminding you all to support your local, national, and international artists any way you can.